friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you do, being a father of two girls. Mm-hmm. The schedule really bleeped parents this year for Halloween.
So I honestly, I don't even know what day Halloween is. I know it's got to be
next
coming up.
Next Friday.
It's next Friday. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All I knew is we were going to be working as it was going on, and I was going to miss the... Because different places have different days that they do it, though. But I'm assuming on a Friday, a lot of places are going to be able to do it on Friday.
So that's what's interesting, is I know of one place, which I'll be going tomorrow, is doing it tomorrow. I know of another place that's doing it on Sunday, and I know of yet a third place that is doing it on Friday, and then yet a fourth place that is doing it next Saturday. The schedule really jobbed parents who want to sell. If you were a college kid, this would be awesome. Yeah. You could celebrate Halloween for four of like 8 days, and that's awesome. I'm not a college kid. I have a high schooler, and I have two middle school kiddos, and we are going tomorrow. We are going Sunday. It's basically every bit of
like
my weekend.
Actually knock on the door and do it.
Yes.
Okay. Because
yes.
I just looked it up. City of Solon is 6 to 8 on the 31st. So I'm going to be able to make like the last half hour of that or something like that. Okay.
So it's not just, by the way, it's not just that it's like, well, are you going to do it on this day or that day? It's also like certain neighborhoods will like double dip.
Yeah.
And
well, we definitely, I remember a couple years ago, we had, Solon did it on like a Wednesday or something, and I think the actual Halloween was, it was not that day. And we had a lot of kids from a bunch of different places that were not Solon.
But because of this schedule, the way this is lined up, I'm going to, my kids are going to trick or treat at least three times. And I got to, maybe it's because they're older, and it was a little different when they were younger, like your girl's age.
Mm-hmm.
Three times is a lot in a small amount of time, especially when you have high school football to deal with.
Yeah, so last weekend we did the Van Aken one, and then Elise went to Eaton's. They all do these little versions where you basically just, you get dressed up and then you walk outside of the stores and they all give out candy. By the way, the Eaton ones, there was like, she came home, she had like seven different gigantic Snicker bars.
Oh,
like
see,
the, like
good.
The major ones.
At least they made it worth it.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. But
you've
then,
had three of them now.
And then yeah, and then I think tomorrow, we're going tomorrow, that's Pinecrest, and then and we haven't even gotten to the actual like, let's go out and go up to people's houses and do this whole thing. But Elise loves it, and they seem like they love it. I don't even know that Charlotte knows what's going on at this point.
So my girls definitely love it. And here's the thing. I've got good girls, so I know that like we're going to walk around with them. Mm-hmm. So they always look out for little kids. So like there's a part of me, like I take pride going with my kids because they're just so conscientious of other kids. And like tomorrow, we're going with another family. So I know it's going to be fun.
It's like a cool walk in the neighborhood.
But at some point, it's like, it is a lot because it's hours of your time on your weekend. And in fairness, like I already got pretty busy weekends with a high schooler and two kids in middle school. It's just, I think this is the kind of year that I look at and go, I like it. That's a lot.
So I wouldn't do every day. I think that's right. I definitely wouldn't do Sunday during football. I'll tell you that.
No. So this is, I believe it is after football, but I still might be getting out of that.
Football's an all-day venture on Sunday for me. You know that.
I meant for the Browns game, but it is.
I meant it's an all-day venture for me.
It is an ongoing negotiation.
Yeah, no, I did. Sunday is from 1 o'clock until we go to bed is all-day football. Now, Saturday, that would be the thing. You got to give up some college football. That would be the concession that I would make there.
Yeah, that one I'm fine with. I guess here's the thing. Like,
not even a good weekend slate this weekend.
That's kind of what I was thinking about.
We kind of luck out that way. Ohio State's in a bye.
If there's a game I want to see, it'll TiVo it. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In which I usually hate doing. I know I said TiVo. I'll just record it. I know I'm using, I'll videotape it.
Get the old VCR up.
Hey, anybody got a, oh my God, I must bleep it. 216-474-0092. Betamax is what I was going for before my brain got fried there. How much Halloween is too much Halloween? And the other thing
you get the dad tax on this, though. That's pretty sweet.
I don't think we need that. We do.
I need to get you excited for this. I need to get excited, and I get it. It's too many days. There's no denying that. It's too many days. But it's a nice walk in the neighborhood. You're eating.
Have you been outside?
You're eating candy. It's like 45, 50 degrees out there. I stop golfing at 45. If it's under 45, ooh, that's when I stop golfing.
Should you also have the same rule for trick-or-treating?
I think it applies. Yeah, because you're doing the same type of thing. You're just going for a stroll is all you're doing there.
All right, can I do the old man thing?
Yeah.
We didn't get this many chances to trick-or-treat when we were kids, right?
I remember you just got one day. That's when growing up, you got one day, and that was it. And I remember just Halloween. I don't remember. And we used to go to different neighborhoods now because I would go to my aunt and uncle's neighborhood. After I got through my neighborhood, we'd pack it up. We'd go to my aunt and uncle's house, and then we'd go through her neighborhood. And that's how you did it. That's how you attacked a lot of places. We never went on a Wednesday if it was Halloween on Friday. We never went on the weekend prior.
I know they've rescheduled it because of weather, too. That's another thing we never... I remember walking in Wadsworth through the third neighborhood, and my mom was driving along as we were running from place to place, and it was torrential downpour. And I will tell you, this is a great mom move because she was like... You know, she's like, if you guys want to go home, we can go home. But I'll stay out as long as you wanted to. Mm-hmm. That's a strong mom move because her car got destroyed because of that. I got a great mom. But I don't know when it changed. And by the way, I vaguely remember one night when my nephew was little and he's 16 years younger than I am. I don't know when it is. It's good. I do like some of it. It's just a lot.
Are you a full-size candy bar house? I could see that out of you
guys. So now that we live in the country, we kind of...
You get no trick-or-treaters anyway?
No trick-or-treaters.
Oh, that's upsetting.
But we were last year when we lived in town. We were. And Vanessa was like, are you sure? And I'm like, we're going to do this. And we got 1 year of being the cool house on the block where everybody was like... Although I did have to tell... I don't even think I told this on air. I had to tell kids because I saw some teenagers run up and they grabbed a handful of the full size candy bars, and I was they didn't see that it was my house, and I was just like, guys, come on. And both of them looked around and they were like, you're right.
Yeah.
And it was a very nice, I was like, you know what?
At least everyone acted appropriately.
So their response, I said, but you can take two. And then they were like, cool. And I was cool for a minute. It was cool.
Yeah, my older brother's the full size candy bar house.
You have to be. If you can afford it, you have to be.
Yeah, he loves it. I think people that are that, they wanted to always be that. You know, they grew up thinking to themselves, we're going to be the full size candy bar house, and now they just live out their dreams that way.
I think it dares kids to dream a bit. You know, you're perpetuating it, right? If I do it because I was inspired by that when I was a kid, maybe three kids will do it because of that in the future, and who knows? Maybe three generations from now, 90% of it's full-size candy bars.
It's not a bad development.
That's the America I want to live in. 216-474-0092. How much Trick-or-treat is too much trick-or-treat.
Are they changing costumes for every switch up?
No.
That'd be the rule. I feel like if you're going to go to a different place, I'm going to need a costume change here.
No, because that affects my wallet. That's a fair point.
I've already resigned myself to, because Charlotte's got three different costumes already this year. I've already resigned myself. This is my life.
Mark Spears, ESPN, senior NBA writer, joins us in 5 minutes. We'll talk Donovan Mitchell, the Cavs, his pick to win the NBA championship in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.